closer, closer than I've ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I've ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer than I ever can.
Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. To get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mouth. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted. But that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can get in the doors. But it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, closer, closer.
Hello, and how is everybody doing this evening? I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, in the BYGP locker room, and we are ready for tonight's show. We have somebody that is basically a brother to me, a dear friend, somebody that I had a chance to meet early on in my career in high school, and we went on to play in college together, and he's just had an amazing career on the field and now off the field as a business professional and entrepreneur and investor. And his name is Justin Bannon. And this is somebody that I wanted to bring on tonight, you guys, because Justin shoots straight from the hip. You know, there's no sugarcoating. He's going to tell it like it is. He's going to give you his honest opinion. Tons of great content tonight, and we're excited to have him back on. So I think we already have Justin with us. Justin, can you hear us tonight?
D. Wood, my brother. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, boss man, and long time no talk, but definitely been paying attention to what you've been up to, and great job.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and I've definitely been, you know, paying attention to you as well and listening on your shows. And, you know, all I can say is I'm very happy for you. I'm proud of you. And you know what? We knew each other when we were kids. And now I think we're old. But it's really good to hear your voice, buddy.
Definitely. And time flies. And likewise. And the word on the street is that you're about to get hitched up pretty soon, huh?
I am. Very proud. I got engaged last Friday. You're funny. You cracked me up. But yes, life is good. Things are good. And everything's moving in the right direction. So I appreciate that.
Perfect, man. So, hey, let's get right into it, JB. I mean, an amazing career on the field. And then now you're getting into the business side of things off the field. For those that don't know you, can you tell everybody where you're originally from?
Yeah, Sacramento, outside of there. Grew up in Orangevale and went to Belvis High School in Fair Oaks, and, you know, NorCal kid, ended up going to University of Colorado with you. And I believe we were suite mates in the dorm rooms when we were 18 years old. So that's where it all started, and it started with Coach Wood. And you know what? We've come a long way, but that's where I'm from, and everything kind of went from there.
Yep, great memory right there. And as far as your career early, JB, I mean, obviously you were a beast on the field in high school, a high school All-American. But was there anybody, a coach or a family member, that was really guiding your career early?
Well, you know, I think I had a strong foundation of family that obviously, you know, I guess the best way I could phrase it is I have a problem when people say self-made, because I'm not self-made. Yes, you did something and you did it all along, and everybody comes from somewhere and every different walk of life, but there was somebody that definitely helped you or influenced you. There are people there that helped you. And I was fortunate enough to have a strong family, and they instilled in me a strong foundation of work. But at the end of the day, it definitely helped me. And, you know, long story short, it instilled in me a lot of mental toughness. And, you know, I was taught how to work and how to work hard. And, I think I always go back to that message, especially for the high school kids and players that are coming up. You got to learn how to work. And there's no easy way around it. Everybody's got talent, and you may have special talent. You can separate yourself. There's obviously that very rare talent where you don't really get challenged even until you get to the NFL. But at the end of the day, you got to know how to work in this world, and that's what it comes down to.
Great point right there. And as you know, we have an audience of young, aspiring football players, parents, coaches that are listening in tonight and that will listen to the archive of this show. In your opinion, you were a highly recruited high school player, but in your opinion, do you think it's up to the high school athlete or the coach to make sure that kid gets recruited?
I can only speak from my perspective, right? So I went to a high school that back in those days, it wasn't anything special. And honestly, no one special had ever come out of my high school since the 70s. So I had talent, and I remember being influenced by certain people for me to go to a special high school to really propel myself and get it going. And it was funny. I almost did switch schools, and it just hit me. And I'm glad I made this decision at a young age. It was, I realized, like, if I'm good, they're going to find me. And that couldn't be more evident in today's world. And so one thing that bothers me about society today is there's so many go-between people that are trying to get between an athlete with a young child and college and so forth. And to me, nobody's going to help you make it. Like the recruiting coaches and the coordinators at every college, they're going to find the talent. They will find you if you're good. If you're legitimate, you will be found. And I'm a direct example of that. You know, I was at a high school that had nothing to do with football. You know, we just weren't good. But I can say this, they found me, and boy, did they find me. I mean, every school in the country found me. And I was in a place that wasn't at the time known for high school football, at a school that wasn't definitely not known for any type of football or sports whatsoever. So for me to come out of there and be an All-American and go on, it really, I guess my message to kids today and parents today, more importantly parents, that if little Johnny has a talent, he'll be fine no matter where he's at. You know, the cream rises to the top, as they say. If you got it, you'll be fine. Sorry, my daughter's yelling.
Great point right there. As far as the decision, you mentioned that obviously we went to the University of Colorado. I mean, it's not across the country, but, you know, from California, Sacramento, that's a trek. Was the decision solely yours, or did your parents and other family members weigh in on your decision?
It was solely mine, and I prefer it that way, and that was just me. Again, that just came from my role. I had very supportive parents, but I was very adamant about being an independent young man, even though I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I knew I wanted to go to the University of Colorado. And not only that, you know, I took a trip to Cal. I remember a lot of players had their parents with them. I chose not to. I did bring them on my Arizona State trip. However, at the end of the day, I thought it was very empowering for myself to make my own decision and choose where I truly wanted to go. And I guess another example is that is when I went through college and then it became time to pick an NFL agent. I also felt very adamant not to have my parents influence my pick of an agent because I didn't need to have my hand be held, you know, and I didn't want that because in this world, you got to grow up and you got to figure it out. You got to figure it out on your own. And I didn't want to be coddled, even though there's probably times where I probably needed support, but I chose to branch out on my own and figure it out on my own. And those were my decisions, and I'm proud of them.
I love it right there. I love the honesty and the feedback. As you know, I mean, we're in May right now. A lot of these young high school kids, some of the junior college kids, are finishing up school, and they'll be going off to college soon. Is there anything that you could think of, JB, that you think you could have done right before you left for CU that would have prepared you better on the field or off the field?
You know, I don't think you know what's to come, right? So, you know, I remember reporting to CU, I was in great shape, I was ready to go, but I had no clue what was coming my way, and that's typical. I think one thing, you know, looking back, I'd say, welcome that. You know, welcome the chaos, welcome the unknown. Have a great foundation of hard work, have a great foundation of perseverance, determination, mental toughness, and you'll be fine. You'll figure it out. As long as you have those factors, you will figure it out. But don't ever quit. I know that's a cliche, but it's so true. And always persevere, because at the end of the day, it's that mindset. It's your mindset that's going to propel you. It's your thoughts in your head are going to create your reality. And I'm a firm believer in that. And with my business partner, you know, he's such a believer in that. And it's cool to be around that because it's so true. You know, you start with thoughts in your head, it becomes your reality. And you don't know what's coming, but if you have a firm base and your thoughts and your mindset are set to a certain direction, you'll get there as long as you stick to it.
Wow, I love it, and all of our athletes know that we are big on mindset as well and mental strength. So great feedback right there. You were somebody that was able to get on the field fairly early in college. I know you redshirted, but basically from your redshirt freshman on, you were an anchor on that defensive line for CU. Do you think it's easier for guys, especially at big programs, to get on the field or stay on the field? Which one is a little easier?
I don't know if anyone's easier. I think what I do see, I think kids in the youth ages, or what I feel is that they're working harder. They have more coaching. They're a little more advanced. So you're gonna. What I've noticed is a trend of a lot more true freshmen playing at big time programs, which, you know, you literally didn't see back in our day. It would be very rare to have a true freshman out there just balling out and killing it. So I think that's something, that's a trend that I've noticed and I've seen over the years. Again, I think everything comes down to mental. You're going to have these abilities, but it's your mental toughness. It's the choice that you make in your head that, yeah, okay, I got a certain job as a young player, but that's not where you want to be. You know, for me, I didn't want to just be, oh, hey, I arrive, I'm starting as a redshirt freshman at CU. You know, I had bigger plans, bigger goals. And so it's really expanding your mindset and expecting that and then saying, okay, I got here, I opened this door, now I'm gonna do what I came here to do. And that's kind of how I felt when I came to CU.
Talk to me a little bit, Justin, about the opportunity that a college scholarship can provide for somebody. You're somebody that went from the West Coast to the Midwest. Now you're living in Colorado. You've got an extensive network in Colorado. For the young man that football is his door to a college opportunity, can you maybe give him some insight or your opinion on what the value of a college opportunity is?
Yeah, one word, networking. I say that sarcastically. I look back at everything, and even when I was in the NFL, you're so used to people bombarding you with everything that you kind of don't see the value in what you're doing because you're so focused on your work, you know, whether it's in college or the NFL. When we were in college, we were just so busy, you know, trying to pass, trying to play football, which consumed all of our time. And then, you know, when I went to the NFL, it was more of just shutting everything out and focusing on football because there's so many distractions. But the value that I didn't realize I had until later in life was really unique people that I've been able to meet. You Sacramento, growing up in, I call it the Sacramento bubble, but it could be a bubble for anybody in any neighborhood, any place. But to go and meet you, Tiwa, and Victor, and Dan Graham, and all the guys that we had, and the friendships that we made that are lifelong. Not only that, the people I was able to encounter at my time at CU impacted me for my life. It changed my whole direction of life. And I think that's the most important thing that I've taken away, like looking back, is what an impact that had on me. And not only that, educating me, making me grow as a person. And then when going to the NFL, living all over the country, you know, and seeing so many different walks of life and so many different towns and so many different things that it's just, I realized, I was like, man, you have to go out and experience so many different things to really get a good grasp on people, humanity, everything. And that's really, to me, where you really get educated, is that hands-on, going out there, seeing things, feeling things. And not only that, just like when you go to a big university, like for CU, it's just, it was so cool to meet some of the people I've met. You're not going to find that stuck in your town where you're from.
Great illustration right there of you know, what's possible when a young man goes off to school. So I love that right there, the picture you painted. You know, give us a little bit of an insight. You know, you had the opportunity to live your dream and go off and play in the NFL. Did you realize once you got to the professional level, the leverage that being an NFL player could provide, or was that something that kind of dawned on you after your career?
The NFL always commands leverage. You know, as far as, I don't necessarily want to say taking advantage of that or understanding it, I just knew it commanded respect. So I think one thing I always knew while I was playing, I knew the longer I played, the more respect it commanded, even after I retired, because you do something rare, and people have to respect that. Now, with that being said, you will be respected to a certain point. So that opened doors for me as far as leverage, connections, so forth. You know, I was able to make a phone call and meet with a CEO of some company in 2 seconds, or do lunch with people that probably other people can't do, and that's great, but you're only going to be taken serious to a point. And that's where I think the onus falls on the athlete that's retiring, or the college student that is finishing college athletics and, you know, ventures out. Yes, you've created some type of network. Yes, you've created some type of leverage for yourself, but you have to grow as a human being. You have to learn, and you got to really get in there and start working. And it's no different from football or anything else. And that's really the takeaway that I have from it. And the NFL is, it leverages you to a certain point. But if you're going in the private sector like I've gone in the business world to a certain point, unless you can become someone that those type of people believe, and not just as an athlete, but really respect you, that you may know a little bit about what you're talking about, and you can grow from there. And, you know, I continue to grow every day. That's the way you have to look at your life. You know, you're either going forward or you're going backwards. But for me, it's about evolving as a human being, and it's about constantly trying to learn and constantly trying to grow. And for me, it was going into the private sector when I was done, because to me, it was a huge challenge, and it made me passionate again.
And in your opinion, JB, why do you feel like so many players – wait until after their career to find their passion and interest?
Because I think your passion is your career. So my passion was football, and I did wait till after my career. Now, there's a lot of athletes out there today. They're taking their name, they're using their brand, and they're growing it. You know, and maybe they're attaching their name to something. But, you know, for me, and this is just me, I was very focused on football. And, you know, part of me kind of sits there and goes, man, you probably should have worked on something on the side while you were doing football. I'm simply not built that way. I'm an all-or-nothing guy. So it was all football. And I said, you know, when I retire, I'll figure it out. Well, that took some time. And that's not easy. It was a very hard transition. And my instincts forced me to step outside my box, because I felt like I had something in me that could do something different. and it was about believing in myself, but also educating myself and learning. You know, it's all about learning at the end of the day and surrounding yourself with the right people. But I listened to my instincts when everybody around me was like, "Oh, you should go get into management. You should stay in the business, do media." And I dabbled into media, or you should coach. But, you know, frankly, I had my fill at the time of the NFL, and, you know, I did it. So I wanted to create a new challenge for myself and something that was going to hold me accountable and make me work in a different way, which has been a huge challenge. And, you know, I've always been able to work physically and lay it on the table every day physically, and I could count that, and I could study that, and I could know what I had to do better at or not. And to me, this is such a whole new realm to go on the business side and develop myself as a business person. And that's a big challenge. And, you know, that was this the path that I chose to take. But, you know, I love it, and I don't regret it. And I think we all need challenges in life to help us grow.
Well said right there. And for those that are just joining us, we are in the BYGP locker room. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and we've been blessed with the time of 12-year NFL vet, very dear friend of mine, Justin Bannon. And let's talk a little bit about the business that you're involved in now, Black Lab Sports. It sounds like you guys are doing amazing work, working with former athletes and accelerator investment firm. How did you get involved with Black Lab?
Yeah, so, you know, again, I go back to following your instincts, right? So I think this is where a lot of athletes get trapped, you know, and I was almost a victim of that. There was things that I wanted to do, but I didn't feel I was smart enough to do it, or there was too much fear out there of the unknown. And so I think a lot of athletes, when they retire, they're kind of stuck in this pigeonhole, and they're labeled that you have to, you're really good at this, right? So I literally had to force myself outside of my box, and when football was ending, I started studying the tech industry in Boulder, Colorado. And again, I knew nothing about tech. I just knew Boulder was having more tech startups and more companies created than Silicon Valley. I was like, wow, that's amazing. And there's this huge ecosystem there where all these great things are happening. And so to me, I was like, I got to get my fingers in there somehow. I have to be a part of this. And I ended up meeting a friend of a friend that was an attorney for this huge law firm. Long story short, they're, you know, represent Google, Apple. And I said, I know nothing about tech, but I want in, you know, and here's the value that I can bring in the meantime. But I have to start meeting, I want to start meeting every CEO that you represent in Boulder. So I started meeting. Again, this is where your leverage in football came in for me, is I started doing lunches with every CEO in town that was, you know, the next up and coming, whatever. And that led me to my partner, JP O'Brien. And, you know, here was this guy with this great concept who had this first product and his first company, Ice Black, and his big vision was Black Lab Sports. And we just happened to meet at this crazy right time, right? And, you know, he had this crazy vision of what he wanted to do, and it took me a while to understand. And here I was, a 12-year NFL vet roaming the streets of Boulder looking for something to do. And so we met each other, and, and every time hanging out with them, I realized, you know, here's a concept where I had value that I could bring to the table as an athlete instantly. And I needed somebody that I could learn from to help me bridge and grow in the private sector, because, you know, I see a lot of athletes that think they can go out and start a business or a company when they don't know what they're doing whatsoever. But you think you do, but you don't. And I had enough sense to know that I'd be a fool if I thought I could go build something when I really didn't know the landscape or the vocabulary or how things really work. And, you know, with meeting JP, you know, here you have, it's sports and business, you know, in a nutshell. Yes, we have a fund. We're about to raise a second big fund, you know, to help companies go to market. You know, we're more an accelerator. We provide services. We're in the process of building a fish out our media studio, which we can push content directly. We have a sports science lab. have two art studios in our facility. We also have a distribution center, so we're a 3PL, which means we can distribute right under our umbrella directly. So there's a lot of athletes out there or companies, you know, if they fit our framework, you know, we're fixed to truly accelerate you into the market, which, you know, a lot of people out there, not a private industry, but the sports industry, if it, let's say a Dick's Sporting Goods says, you know, hey, T-Wood, we like your product that you invented. This is great. Let's test it in 50 stores. That's going to take 12 to 18 months for you to just set up distribution with them. And so the way we've positioned ourselves is very crucial. The services that we offer and provide for companies, it's almost a one-stop shop. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that need to have a team built around them. They need help. They need guidance. And not only that, you know, to me, it's about protection for athletes. I'm tired of seeing guys get screwed over by the sharks that are out there. I'm tired of seeing the bad business deals that go on. And, you know, if anything can fall apart, that's fine. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a guy that's been there and done that, and I want us to be a filtration system and a system that helps athletes realize their dreams for life after ball. Whatever it is, male, female, it doesn't matter. But I want to build a world where athletes are protected and they get a chance to learn hands-on business-wise, and they get a chance to grow, and they have a chance to get real support and accelerate themselves in the market.
So the people in the companies that you guys work with are specifically athletes?
Not specifically. I mean, if you look at, you know, Ice Black is one that I co-founded with JP, and we've grown that to what we've grown it to. You know, I mean, we're in all Dick's Sporting Goods stores around the country. We're in Target. We're in Academy Sports throughout the South. Each channel,
wow.
Each sales channel we open up, it's under our umbrella. And these retailers, people don't understand how hard it is to get in the retail space, but when you're in, they also see the value in what we're bringing to the table, because we bring them new ideas and new products, new potential companies that they can evaluate and look at. But it also empowers them to know, like, hey, there's a hub out there called Black Love Sports that's going to bring us cutting-edge stuff the next go-around. So it's not athletes, but you do have to be a doer and a thinker in the space. So if I go to our next company, which is called Onyx, Trevor Whitman, he's a 16-time world champion, decorated coach from kickboxing to boxing to MMA. He's the most decorated coach ever. You know, here's a guy that was artistic. He's built gloves that are unbelievable. They're second to none. He's built protective fighting gear that all the pros in the MMA world and everybody wants to have and wear. It's the best product out there, but he didn't have the means to really get it out there. So when we met him, and that came through Derek Wolf, who's plays for the Broncos, I gave him Ice Black, who's invested in our company. He goes, well, you got to meet Trevor. I work with Trevor, so we go meet Trevor. And this guy has this unbelievable patent. He has 3 patents already. He's got these gloves that he hand makes in his basement, but he didn't necessarily have the team or the means to really broaden his market and really grow his company. And really what you want to do is grow and build a business. He just didn't know how to quite do that. So here we are. We sit down with them. We surround them with a team. And, you know, I would just love for you to talk to Trevor one day and just know the impact that it's had on him and what we've created for him and where he's headed. It's pretty cool. And really, that's what we're doing. We're unleashing the greatness in others. And we're building leaders. We're basically creating jobs, and that's the most important thing. You know, but at the end of the day, if you want to talk about our framework and what we invest in, we invest in people first, market second, and product third. Because it's people at the end of the day that you invest in. And you have to decide if they're the ones that are going to be the winners or not.
I love it. And I know our audience is getting so much out of it. Just a couple more questions, and then we'll let you go, and definitely appreciate the time, JB. If I'm a young athlete and I'm thinking about starting a business, what are some of the attributes that translate from on the field to the boardroom? What are some of the key traits that make athletes good potential business owners?
Well, I think one theme that I've heard in the media or I see is and I disagree with this theme, is that I've heard people say, well, athletes make the best entrepreneurs, and I don't agree with that. You know, I think the athlete has a certain mindset that he's created during sports, and that's physical activity. I think if you want to shift that and translate that to business, then you have to take the mindset and be willing to work and learn business. It is different. So my cautionary tale is, don't just think because you're an athlete and you're great at something, you can just go hop in the business world and you're going to be fine, because that's not the case. And I think that's where a lot of people miss step. And I think that's where a lot of athletes get blindsided, because they go, oh, I was great here, so I can't do this. You gotta educate yourself, and you gotta learn. And most importantly, surround yourself around people that are going to help you, but also be humble enough to take that advice and want to learn. And that's the most important.
And last but not least, JB, I mean, you've had an extensive career on the field. You've got, you know, an accelerated business acumen now. You've been to Stanford Business School in the off season of your football career. What would the Justin Banning that I'm talking to today tell the 17, 18-year-old Justin Banning walking on the campus at Boulder, Colorado for the first time?
Start making network connections when you're 18 instead of 35. I think last time I remember talking to you, you know, there's a lot of things I tell myself, but I just think that comes with life, right? You know, you and I, you go through life and you realize you think you have things figured out at a young age, and that's just human nature, and you think you know it all or whatever. But, you know, the more I learn and the more I grow, the more I realize how little I know, and that's very important. And I think that's important instill in everybody, that I think you have to have a constant thirst to evolve as a human being and grow. You know, that's the best way I could put it, no matter what it's in.
Hey, man, I love it. And I know we got you on short notice, but so proud of what you're doing. Excited to hear more. And keep kicking butt out there, okay?
Hey, T-Wood, great to hear from you, man. Anything for you, brother. I appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice, and thank you for having me.
Definitely. So, hey, that is Mr. Justin Banning. Once again, very dear friend of mine. I met that man when we were 17 years old in an all-star game in California. We took our young behinds out to Boulder, Colorado, and ended up winning the championship together our senior year. He went on to have a great NFL career, 12-year career, played with some of the best. He was with the Ravens, Rams, Bills, Detroit, you know, you name it, and just really respected in the NFL. Now he's with Black Lab Sports, and they are investing, you guys. They are investing, and they are helping former athletes grow ideas, grow businesses, grow concepts into something that everybody could be excited about. So we are excited that Justin spent some time with us, and hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. If you didn't get to hear last week's show, we had linebacker coach Jovan DeWitt from the University of Central Florida, D1A program, you guys, on our program last week. If you didn't get to hear that show, please go to our website, www.beforeyougopro.com. There is a microphone in the top right-hand corner of the landing page, and you guys can access all of our archived locker room shows. We've had current and former coaches. We've had current and former players and business professionals that have dropped some serious knowledge, you guys, to help you get your game to the next level on and off the field. So once again, hopefully you guys got a lot out of tonight's show. Some of the things that Justin talked about that I noted was, you know, mindset is everything. You guys that are a part of the BYGP program know that we talk about mindset and mental toughness, networking. You guys can start networking exactly where you're at. If you are in high school, a junior college, if you're in college, start networking. And to keep it simple, you guys, all networking is making a lot of friends that aren't on the football team. That's all we're talking about with networking. You have no idea where these people will be one day. And then, like he said, be willing to learn, be willing to evolve daily. Be willing to evolve daily. So hopefully you guys really take something from that show. We will be signing off. I am your host, Coach Terrence Wood, and the rest of the BYGP team, and we will definitely see you at the top. Have a good one.
Closer than I ever been. I just know we getting closer than I ever been. Yeah, I used to dream about showing the world what I dream about. To get a mic my whole life, I thought it'd be the mouth. I guess it's fitting how life threw me the curveball. Pops told me work till you make it, man, then work more. I guess I took that to heart, cause I've been working harder now than I did at the start. And I won't stop till I get to the top, till I can give all of my fam all the things that they want. But there ain't no doubt I continue to be the doubted, but that's just motivating, so where would I be without it? Cause the same people asking why you're doing it will ask you how you did it. So fuck the credit, stay committed to your vision. They can't see it, it's yours. The top floor looks far where you can't get in the doors. But it's crazy what you can see with your eyes closed. That's why I stay in my grind mode. I know I'm getting closer,
closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer, 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 closer. I just know we're getting closer, closer.
My whole life's been a chase, it's a gift and a curse. Was on my way up to the top and slipped into reverse. And the same thing I thought killed me brought out the real me. That's real, see. You gotta find what you love and let it kill you. Just gotta live with the will like Uncle Phil do. Cause on the real, everybody go through times when the sun don't shine. Don't know when that time will come, but it will come in time. Cause yo, I said it first, ain't no telling where I'm headed. So this is for the people that was with me when I said it. And when I said it, I meant it, I swear I won't forget it. Told my family and my friends that I'm forever indebted.
Closer, closer, closer than I ever been. Closer, 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 closer than I ever been. I just know we're getting closer.